You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
South Africa continues to be in a precarious position with the United States, and the latest developments stem around the AGOA agreement. That agreement, of course, came to an end at the end of September of this year. At that time, the US government was in shutdown, and so there was no reasonable expectation that it would be extended or renegotiated. It seems as though now that is coming back into focus, and a lot of that conversation is centered around whether or not the United States would like South Africa to continue to benefit from that arrangement, or if we should have our own arrangement. We're going to be taking a look at this in the context of the South Africa-US relationship with the economist and founder at Pan-African Investments, Dr. Iraj Abedian. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of it. Dr. Iraj, thanks as always for the time. Lovely having you on the show. I think we've all reached our limit around the tensions between South Africa and the United States, particularly given that the tensions stem from issues that we have struggled to make sense of. AGOA, on the other hand, is an agreement we knew was coming to an end and needed to be discussed and reviewed. I want to get your thoughts initially around whether or not this is still a relevant conversation for South Africa.
And thank you very much, Jimmy. Good talking with you again, and greeting to our listeners. I think it is very important that even if it's not AGOA as we know it, the relationship, the trade relationship, and the broader diplomatic relationship with the United States is absolute supreme importance for South Africa, because the United States is the largest trading partner as regards value-added products. Not minerals, not low-wage, low-value, unbeneficiated, basically commodities. But when it comes to manufactured products, the United States is by far the largest. And, of course, when it comes to the financial market, as you would know, even more important. So I think we need to put it in the context of the significance of the United States trade and investment, within which both diplomatic and trade relationships need to be structured. So it is important. We need to pay attention to it. And there is real concern. As you said, we are all tired of it. We've been going around this roller coaster for a while. A lot of facts and fictions are mixed up. But the reality is that on our side, we have been, in my view, a lot less proactive than we should have been, and we could have been. For example, as we speak, we don't have an ambassador in the United States, we don't have a credible trade mission there, etc., etc., and all of these count against us.
Dr. Iraj, how much of that is us being flat-footed and reactive, and how much of it is just a lack of willingness from the United States to participate in the conversation? We've heard time and time again that the United States, regardless of what they are told by South Africa, come up with their own conclusions and formulate their own opinions on what is taking place here, even without consulting South Africa on the matter. How much of it is really up to us to influence at this stage, and is it something that we, or what could we be doing more?
Yeah, I think the important emphasis that you mentioned at this stage, remember this flat-footed status that we found ourselves began not with President Trump, began at the time of Joe Biden in the last couple of months of back foot already at that time. And since then, we have not moved and not be behind the curve. So the answer to your question is depends where you're sitting. Your perspective would differ. My view is that we were pushed back already before Trump came in. We were betting that Trump would not come in. He did. And therefore, ever since, we've been doing catch-up work. And that is a political issue, but from an economic point of view, both for the United States and for South Africa, it's a significant trade and investment relationship. And unfortunately, we've got caught, we as South Africans, and South African economy is caught hostage to this cross-Atlantic ideological perspective that Trump has taken a particular position and we playing a different game. And therefore, that gap needs to be bridged. We are on the back foot, so we need to put a lot more into it to catch up and to find a smart solution to get back on the same page, because we cannot wait for Trump, because Trump knows and his administration knows that we are on the back foot. They've got a lot of, not about some of the stuff that catches the so-called white genocide and all that stuff. Those are hypes. But there are real issues of geopolitical and economic nature that we should deal with. And unless we deal with it expeditiously, we're going to be left out again and remain on the back foot.
Dr. Iraj, what do we have left in our arsenal? If we are to look at the AGOA extension as an example, in the event that we do not get afforded an extension, or we get it afforded a new agreement that isn't in South Africa's favor necessarily, or is less lucrative than the AGOA agreement, we've already started expanding or exploring other markets. But from a trade and economic relationship perspective, what else do we have left that we can then bring to the table to perhaps rebalance the negotiations and perhaps give us a better fighting chance at resolving this?
I think, as I understand it, the major concern that Americans have is about what they call it non-trade barriers. And that is something that we have to address. America has huge interest in, from an investment point of view and from a technological point of view, to partner with South Africa. So what we have are three things in my view. One is, from a geopolitical point of view, we need to really reset a neutral position, a non-dependent, nationalistic, as opposed to ideological position. We need to focus exclusively on what is good for South Africa, not what good for other nations and other ideologies and other paradigms that may have historically be relevant, but today in the 21st century, they are not. So one benefit we have, which is geopolitically very important, we need to put that on the table and neutralize it so that Americans don't feel fear. Secondly, we have a lot of minerals, rare minerals, and the futuristic kind of input into the modern economy, AI-driven, all of that. We need to put it in the context. And thirdly, we need to look at the purely investment opportunities that Americans are looking for in a whole lot of areas, not just South Africa alone, but Southern Africa. And not only in the African continent, South Africa is an important diversified industrial economy, but in the SADC even more so. And American investments, particularly in the energy sector, in Namibia, in Mozambique, these are important future prospects for making wealth, creating opportunities, and positioning, from a geopolitical point of view, positioning the big powers in the hub of global unfolding economy. And those are in our favor. We need to play it, but not in favor of one group as opposed to the other, and rather in terms of what's best for the South African economy.
We need to think about what is best for the South African economy and make proactive decisions to protect that. And that is the message from the economist and founder at Pan African Investments, Dr. Iraj Abedian, who joined me to take a look at the strained relationships between South Africa and the US and how that could potentially impact South Africa's inclusion in the amended AGOA agreement.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.